Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off this segment and go with Charlene. Hi, Charlene.
Hey.
How can I help?
Hey, this is the first time I ever heard your show, but I was calling in.
Well, welcome.
In 1993, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue.
Okay.
And I'm doing tremendously better. I turned to natural remedies and did a lot of changes in my diet, and I'm better. Okay. But this last, and in 2003, they put me on a thyroid and progesterone and estrogen hormones, which made it tremendously better, because before that it was almost like impossible to hardly get out of bed. But anyway, I'm a lot better. But this past year has been a really stressful year, real stressful, and I'm having lots of trouble now with my hormones. I can tell they're all out of balance, and I'm having trouble with it. And, you know, weight gain and my sleeping is really, really bad right now, and just tremendous amount of stress and anxiety. And I know my cortisol is probably is shooting like out of the roof, because I had trouble with my adrenals before, and the last time the doctor told me that my adrenals were wiped out again. And I just didn't know if there was anything, any suggestions you could give me as far as trying to get my stress levels, like, you know, cortisol down, because I feel like the cortisol is maybe what is affecting all my other hormones and getting them all thrown out of balance.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Well, a couple things. First, what is your age?
Well, I'm 49 now.
Okay, so you're still a spring chicken. So with a couple of things, hormones, have you had blood testing done recently to check everything, like all three estrogens, progesterone, human growth hormone, all? Has that been checked recently at all?
Oh, they checked it in May. They checked my female hormones, my thyroid, and my progesterone and testosterone, all of those. And also, at one time, I did have a lot of trouble with vitamin D being low. I've got it now in the range of around 60.
But oh, that's good.
I have to take around anywhere from 5 to 10,000. I use to keep it at that level. If I drop down below 5,000, it drops back down into the 50s. So.
Okay. Keep your voice into the phone, because we're losing you a little bit.
I'm sorry.
You're fading out on us.
Okay.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And so I've had them checked, and the last time I had them checked, my estrogen was too high, so I decreased my estrogen, and then I get to where it's messing up my sleep. I'm having terrible weight gain, and just I start having all kinds of symptoms, and I can't get them balanced. But I'm fixing to go next week and have them tested again. But it's just like, you know, my sleep's been affected, and like I said, I know a lot of it's the stress. This year's been a real financial struggle this year, and a lot of hardship with it.
Yeah, that's happened with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just something that the media is hyping up. It's true. It's really going on.
Yeah.
So, all right, the sleep issue, if you had to say, out of all the issues you have going on, what is the one thing you want to correct right now that's driving you the most crazy? Sleep?
The anxiety, which is affecting my sleep. You know, I'm having trouble sleeping. I wake up not being able to stay asleep, and I feel stressed out. I feel stressed all the time.
Okay. A couple things to think about, all right? So you can't go to sleep. I mean, you can go to sleep, but you can't stay asleep.
Well, I have trouble getting there, too. I take melatonin and 5-HTP and GABA to go to sleep.
Does that work, though, the 5-HTP and the melatonin? Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, if I don't take the melatonin, I don't even get sleepy.
Can't even get there.
Mm-mm.
How's your diet? Good or bad?
It's pretty good. I mean, of course, over Christmas I didn't as good, but I do a pretty clean diet.
What does that mean, clean? Like, what would you eat for breakfast?
My breakfast is usually fruit, and then I do a protein drink. Sometimes I have oatmeal, just like oatmeal with fruit in it.
Do you get much fat in your diet?
My fat is usually from, like, nuts, like walnut, and I do a little olive oil, and I do coconut oil, and that's the kind of fats I get. And I
that's great.
You know, chicken, and, I mean, we do some red meat, maybe two or three times. I may do too much of that, but two or three times a week, but I do chicken.
No, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
And,
now, here's the deal. With brain chemistry, which is probably what you're dealing with, if you have a lot of anxiety and it's tough to go to bed, and then you can't stay asleep once you get there unless you take something like melatonin. Interestingly enough, that's why I was asking those questions. Melatonin triggers the production of serotonin in the brain, which is one of our feel-good chemicals, but it also keeps us out of a depressed mode, and it keeps us, you know, of course, in a good sleep mode because it helps us get into the REM cycle in the delta stage of sleep, which is that deep level. Okay. Now, GABA is the one neurotransmitter, the brain chemical, that will make us chill out. And if GABA levels get low, too low, we freak out. Okay, so, I mean, it makes us really anxious. It makes us just jittery and all those sorts of things. So just to kind of go down a path with you a little bit, the two we're focused on in this, GABA and serotonin. But the one thing about GABA is a lot of times I'll mention to people, hey, go check this out. These are foods you should always include in your diet. GABA's got a pretty restrictive type of situation where you got to be really careful with a lot of foods because certain foods can actually lower your GABA levels and put you in a state that, you know, obviously would not be a lot of fun, which is where you are right now. So let me tell you the kind of foods that will actually lower GABA levels, making you more anxious and not able to sleep. All right, these are the foods, and they're healthy foods too, which is what's so difficult. Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal. How many of these things have you already told me you eat? Barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So those foods right there will affect your GABA levels, increase anxiety, and cause you not to be able to sleep that well. Okay? But you're feeling better, right? You don't have the fatigue like you used to have.
Oh, yeah. I'm lots better than I was, you know, years ago when I got it. I'm just better. But it's just the stress this year has just really pushed me over the edge. I'm back down. Like, I'm just tired all the time again. I mean, I get wiped out real easier. And the biggest thing I know is it's my sleep, and I just wake up. And I figure my hormones are out of balance again.
They could be.
You know, but anyway, and I take, like on the GABA, I take 1,000 milligrams at night.
Yeah, but it's not so much. First of all, you can't take GABA. The supplement GABA, you can't take it because it won't cross the blood-brain barrier, so you're not using it. So it won't cross the barrier in the brain. You got to use L-theanine in the supplement form, and L-taurine. Those two together can help make the production of GABA, and they will cross over and then form it in the brain. But it's really more about the foods than it is the supplements. See, we get so hung up on the supplements, it's more about the foods. So avoiding those foods are going to be one of the best things you can do to help with GABA levels. And then serotonin is another big animal. You're doing the right kind of supplements that can be helpful. Just make sure you're taking plenty of fish oil, not gel caps, but actually tablespoon is typically what's recommended on many of the different brands. But also the foods are very helpful too. Mushrooms, fish, except for salmon because of the GABA levels, chicken, red meat, which you've already been eating, you said, and turkey. All those can be very beneficial too. So your diet is the key though. Watch out for gluten. Gluten is a protein found in all those grains. And that is a big trigger for brain chemistry related issues. That might be something you want to consider looking into as well. Keep me posted on how things are going here on the show. And thanks for being a new listener. And thanks for calling in. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, he was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillup. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Why this show is about you. It's about your health and your life. Our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. We've got a network of providers now around the country that are carrying out this mission to get you from where you are to where you need to be in prevention, lifestyle, and nutrition-based care, which I think is at the forefront of healthcare in general. And you really want to get into it. And I know that everyone's gearing up for the political election coming around the corner. And, of course, healthcare is a big topic with Obamacare, wondering what's really going to play out with that. But, you know, the great thing about it, and I'm not really – I've got my pros and my cons, which I think I could probably take an entire hour to go into. But I will tell you this. One thing I'm excited about, if you had to give a pro in this, is that they do have a strong arm written in there for prevention and that there's going to be money funded for preventative-based care, which I think is extremely important. We've got to fix what's broken, and we've got to have a great way to do that. And physicians don't need to get, you know, salaries that are and make money that's just peanuts either for the work that it takes to become one. I think you definitely need to be rewarded for that. But at the same time, I think that preventative care, which is extremely weak in our healthcare system right now. I mean, lifestyle prevention, we don't get it in medical school. I'll tell you that right now. Zero. I mean, nutrition, lifestyle-based. Ask your family doctor how much nutrition they had and how much of a stance on prevention they were taught. You're not. You're taught all the disease and you're taught how to fix them as best you can, or manage them really is probably a better way to put that. But it's interesting, and I think it's an area and field that is coming on strong because we're learning more about it, and also because it's coming to the forefront and the people are demanding it, which I'm glad that you are. And a lot of what this show is about is lifestyle-based care, nutritional-based care, and just a combination of all of it. But really, it's about finding a path and finding a way for you to be able to live better, have more energy, feel better than you ever have, and you don't have to be stuck where you are. Too many people are getting into their 40s and 50s feeling like the life has been sucked out of them. They don't have any energy. We've gone through so much stress in the economy, and people can't recover. And not only recover financially, but they can't recover emotionally, and they can't recover physically either. It's a tragedy, and I'm on a mission to make sure that you live a healthy life, and your family, your kids, your grandkids, you can pass down a health legacy, and so that people can understand that you can live a great life, full of energy, full of vitality, and empower others to do the same. Our quote for the day comes from Elizabeth Stanton. It says, "Truth is the only safe ground to stand on." And that is powerful. Krista, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Krista. What's going on?
Hey. Well, first of all, I just want to say, because I just was hearing you talk about the network provider, and I just wanted to say thanks for being the big factor in how I chose my doctor here in Nashville when I moved here a year ago. And so just want to say thanks for that. And,
absolutely.
And I really appreciate it. I just got back, actually, about half an hour ago from a crazy whirlwind trip of driving. Like, I looked at my tripometer or whatever it's called, and it was like 3,300 miles in the last 2.5 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, with my dog. So, yeah, safe trip all the way there and back and all around the Midwest.
Wow.
And friends. It was great. Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. It's really good to just be walking around and not behind the wheel, honestly. I'm sure you can imagine. But I do have a question about that and something that happened over the Christmas holiday that
okay.
I'm still dealing with here.
Sure.
So I woke up on Christmas morning, kind of went to bed feeling a little like just, you know, where you barely feel a little like funk. Well, but it's not enough to really make it think anything, but woke up like 3 a.m. on Christmas morning, just where it's almost impossible to swallow, your throat hurts so bad, you know?
Right.
And mainly on the left side, and the kind where it's like it's in your ear, it's in your throat, it's all connected, and just went, oh, no, because I was going to be doing stuff at church that morning, and so I not to drag it out, but, you know, I took the Theraflu, I took the emergency packet, I took the zinc lozenge, and I was like, no way, no how. So made it through that Christmas morning church service and was, like, feeling pretty confident, like, hey, it just, you know, that was just a fluke. Well, that night, my family had to rent a cabin up in Boulder, and it was like a Mack truck hit me. I mean, it was awful. I felt so horrible, just the whole throw, everything just, I mean, I was like unconscious on the couch like the whole entire night, and they couldn't even wake me up. So, but I continued all the, I mean, like no other emergency, and my neti pot and everything I could think of. And in like, and that next day, that was that Monday, like by Monday night or even the afternoon, I was like, I think I whipped this thing, which was awesome. I'm like, you know, with how bad, I mean, because my throat hurt so bad and everything, oh, yeah, everything connected, you know. And so I was like, seriously, a day and a half and I can whip that thing. I was feeling pretty confident and like pumped up about my immune system. And and so then like some kind of heavy emotional stuff happened a couple days later, and not very much sleep and all that. And I woke up and was like, oh, I feel it again. Kind of on the other side, but definitely not as bad. And I, you know, kept taking everything, and then, and it was fine. And so I've really felt fine ever since. But then, I don't know, I was trying to think how many days ago it was. Like, probably 4 or 5 days ago, I guess, just estimate. I noticed that on the, like on the underside, well, basically, I have this huge swollen lymph node is all I can figure out, but it is on the same side that the kind of that sickness started, you know?
Yeah, where it started.
Hey, yeah.
Hang tight for just a second. We're going to go into a commercial break, and we'll talk about swollen lymph nodes and, you know, the sore throat and just whether it's a virus or bacteria, and kind of get down to the nuts and bolts of it. I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you, too, just about that, and we'll get into more detail when we come out of this break. So hang tight, Krista.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name is Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets, but I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, going into break, talking with Krista. She's got some issues going on with some swollen lymph nodes. But, Krista, you were telling me it's really weird. You went on this long trip and you were driving all over. And, of course, the immune system probably went down a little bit with all the stress that goes along with that. But started out on one side of your throat, got really, really sore, knocked you out, moved to the other side, and you kept feeling like you were overcoming it, and then it would come back. So it's almost like it kept moving around, right?
Yeah, just twice. I mean, really bad for like a day and a half on the first side, and then felt like I kicked it, and then just a little bit on the other side, kicked that, and I feel good now. But the thing that's left over, which, you know, if I'd had this before, maybe I'd know, but it's just this, it's really painful on kind of underneath my chin, kind of back by my jawbone, like right under, I don't know if I'm explaining that very well, but just kind of like right under the jawbone, and I, on the left side, and swollen, it hurts, and it's not even that it's making my throat sore, it's just in that one area, and I'm like, well, should I be worried? Not worried, but like maybe it'll just go away. It's been about, I guess, 5 days that I noticed it, but just
you haven't
really
gone
annoying.
To a doctor yet during this whole time, right? You haven't been to see a doctor?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I would. This is what I would do, and you know, there's nothing to freak out over, but I would go in and see your family physician and just get some blood work done. They'll do basic blood work. I mean, just with a little simple blood test, they can find out if it's viral or bacterial and kind of what's going on. You just want to see what it is. I think that'd be a smart thing to do. That's what I would do for my own self. I would do that. Just because the blood tests are going to give you a great reading. And, I mean, as far as natural things, all the things you're talking about doing is great. I mean, you know, think about it. The vitamin C and keep your vitamin D levels up. Those are always good things to do, you know, for the immune system and, you know, keep eating healthy, all that kind of thing. You want to maintain that because if it is viral or if it's bacterial, either one, you want to keep the immune system as strong as it can so it can knock it out. And will it probably resolve on its own? Probably. But is it good to go in and know that you had a viral infection or bacterial? Yeah, because viral infections tend to come and go and be gone. But bacterial infections can linger. And if it's bacterial in nature, you might want to look into an antibiotic to knock the thing out. It just depends on what it is. Okay? So that's why it's kind of good to for them to kind of track and see exactly what it is. But that's, Krista, that's what I would do. And that's, you know, I know you're probably like, well, I only want to take natural things to knock it out. But it's good information, and I'm an information guy. I like that stuff. And I'm a huge blood test guy, as you know. So that's going to give you good info, and then, of course, you'll be able to make a good decision. And the doctor will, too, on which direction. It doesn't mean you stop the natural stuff, but I would go in and do that, okay? Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give me a call right now. Or you can go online, getwellradio.com, and shoot me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. Now, celiac disease, as we know, is a challenge within itself. And it's where you have an intolerance to gluten. And gluten is, of course, it's a protein found in most grains, and we have a hard time with it. The body doesn't handle it very well. But celiac patients often are plagued by abdominal pain, lack of appetite, constipation, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stemming from an inability to process foods containing gluten. But at least 1,700 Americans are forced to make dietary adjustments due to the disease and, of course, dealing with the release of that. So to gauge how adherence to the eating routines might affect other health issues, the research team conducted a poll of 177 women who were diagnosed with celiac disease. Now, it's interesting because celiac disease, for so long, we connected, and this was done at Penn State University, this celiac disease we've always associated with gluten, and we say that, well, if you don't have celiac disease, then gluten's okay for you as far as in your diet. Well, what we found is that people are gluten sensitive. So all these different kind of health challenges that we're seeing, like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, and it just, I mean, arthritis even. A lot of the health challenges that are nagging, that have a little bit of pain or irritation in the body, really, at the end of the day, we're finding that gluten is a root cause of so many of these health challenges that it's just, it's unbelievable. If you don't believe it is, like people just say, well, that's just a bunch of bunk. That's a bunch of hype. Well, all right, do this for me then. If you're dealing with a health challenge, I don't care what it is, and it's nagging, meaning that it's just been there, you've taken medicine, you have exercised, you've eaten healthy and all that, and it just won't go away. It just doesn't seem to want to leave you, okay? Come off gluten products, foods, for 8 weeks. Do that little test, and then you send me an email or call me on the show and say, you know what, Dr. Asa, I actually did this, and man, I feel better than I've felt in a long time. See, health is really common sense, and once we start understanding things that bring health to the body, there's two types of foods, okay? There's foods that bring health to the body, and there's foods that take health out of the body. And you have to decide which one of the group that you really want to be a part of. I don't know about you, but I want to eat things, put stuff in my body that bring health to it. And I'm not just saying that this is all there is, just eating and you know, but your health is pretty, as we say in the South, daggum important. Because when you lose your health, you lose everything. You lose the ability to have energy to be around your, you know, be with your kids and with your spouse and to have energy to get things done during the day and be excited about life. You begin to lose that. And you don't want to lose it. You want to be excited. You want to be able to thrive and not just barely make it. And there's ways to do that, but you don't have to be stuck. You got to want that. You got to want to get well. And with celiac disease, yes, it is a complete intolerance to gluten. Like, it will make you deathly ill if you eat gluten, any of the gluten-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. That's where any flour-based food is going to contain gluten. In most oatmeal, because it's produced in the same plants that other wheat products and other grains are, the little particles can float over and get into the oatmeal, and so most oatmeal is contaminated with gluten. Well, that sounds crazy, like some big conspiracy, but it's true. It really is. And if you don't believe so, just try it for yourself. Brain chemistry, your mental clarity will increase. It's unbelievable how much of an impact that gluten really has on our body. And there are four flours, though, just to give you kind of the flip side, that does not contain gluten, that you can knock it out and have fun with it. Pasta, whatever you want to do. Rice flour, buckwheat flour, coconut flour, and hemp flour. Those four are very, very good, and of course, free of gluten, and can be, you know, eaten, consumed, and you'll do fine. So if you have allergies or sensitivities to it, then you'll be good to go. So anyway, little tip on gluten. A lot of people think, well, it's not that big of a deal. Actually, what we're finding out is that it's a big deal. And they're saying that in this study that patients that responded to questions regarding how well they stuck to their gluten-free diets, they were kind of testing them to gauge. They said that their stress levels and clinical depression, their thoughts and actions, all of these issues, making better choices, it's about understanding there are options out there that you don't have to go through the fast food line. And if you do, there are options at fast food places. We can talk about that. You get questions about that, we'll talk about it. But it's about taking the life that we live and the society that we live in and making healthier choices when the goal really is, just so you know, for you to be unhealthy, because if you stay unhealthy, then of course you need, you know, more medications, and it's just a big cycle. And a lot of us just aren't educated in that way, and my goal is to educate. That's what I do. So send me an email, we'll talk about it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. And our preferred wellness providers, got a lot of emails that come in about this. Our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based preventative care, and helping you kind of lifestyle your way back to better health, giving you guidance, coaching you in the process. We've got a great team around the country that we're building right now. So keep in touch with us. If you need anything, send us an email, phone call, and our team members during the day will be able to get you to whomever you need. All right, let's go to Warren now on the phones. Warren, welcome to the show.
Hi, doctor. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
Absolutely, man. What's up?
Well, what's going on is this. I'm 47, and I'm in reasonably good health. Bottom line is that over the years, I had damaged my hearing, basically due to partying and heavy metal, if you will. So I've got some pretty severe ringing in my ears. What I was calling to find out about is there's a lot of stuff on the internet, especially for tinnitus, where they don't really give you a rock solid answer. There is no cure. And when speaking with a conventional physician, bottom line, I was asked what kind of tranquilizer did I want to take. And I'd spent a lot of years, you know, being pretty rough to my body. And I'm like, okay, now I'm in reasonably good shape. I've got a good job. My life is good. My stress is manageable, blah, blah, blah. Now I have this to deal with. And I wanted to find out if you know of any treatments or any methods that have shown any chance of working.
Well, which ear is it that you're getting the tinnitus? Is it in the left ear or right ear?
Both ears.
Oh, it's both. Okay. And did it come on all of a sudden, or has it been gradual?
Many years, doctor. Many, many years.
Many years.
Basically,
okay.
Going back to some loud concerts when I was a teenager. And it was off and on for most of my life. But, of course, as I've gotten older, it's gotten a bit worse.
When's the worst that it bothers you?
If I'm in a completely silent room, it will drive me insane.
So do you run fans and all that when you're sleeping?
You know, put the TV on low with the volume on all the time. You know, usually something in the background. Due to my job, I'm a technician. I have to use a Bluetooth headset a good deal of the time.
All right, let's do this. Let me go in this commercial break, and we'll talk about tinnitus when we come out. It's a real challenge. You're right, but there are some answers, and we'll get into that in just a minute. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Go online to TeamLifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also go online, GetWellRadio.com. Going to the break, talking with Warren. And we're dealing with tinnitus or tinnitus, however you want to say it. It's pronounced actually both the same way. But you got ringing in the ears, in both ears, and it's been going on for a long time, Warren, because, he, like you said, been going into concerts and loud music for many, many years, and it's, I get, has it slowly progressed or has it been this strong for this long?
It's been this strong for probably about 5 years or 5 years now, and it has gotten a bit worse. I do know that, for example, if I get very upset or I'm angry or something that's distressing is going on, I can feel as my anxiety goes up, the pitch of the tinnitus can change a bit, to where I can notice that there's something of a difference. I'm pretty good about my diet. I eat whole grain cereals in the morning. I stay away from deep fried food. I watch my salt intake. Don't eat fast food other than Subway. My weight's good. My health is good. So, you know, this is like one of those things where it's like there's no doctor's ever been able to really give me a straight answer.
Let me give you a straight answer. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Here's the bottom line. What you don't want to hear is that when you've got ear damage, it is permanent, technically. So I think that's why a lot of places are vague. And if you read a lot of research on the internet, it's kind of vague. But there is one thing that I've seen in my years, okay, that has been helpful. Now, I noticed you said you eat whole grains and that sort of thing, whole grain cereal and all that for breakfast. Really, that's not the best choice. If you've got tinnitus, wheat products, anything that contains wheat, all right, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, whatever, when you flip it over and you look at the ingredients, and if the ingredients say wheat on them, then you're actually dealing with it's not just so much the gluten, it's actually the wheat itself that can cause tinnitus. Now, it may not get rid of it, but it may decline, meaning it might cut it by 50%, which that would be victory in my book. And also manganese. Manganese can be a deficiency of, when you're dealing with tinnitus. It can be one of those challenges. So you might want to look into that as far as manganese as supplementation and completely eliminating wheat from the diet. Have you done that at all, any of that?
Not as far as eliminating wheat from the diet, because up until now, I never felt that I really had a sensitivity to it or a problem with it.
I have
no problem varying my diet to acclimate me to what I need to do at this point. So, you know, I can definitely take 8 weeks and remove wheat and wheat gluten from my diet and see if there's an improvement there.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something to do. And manganese is just a mineral, and you can pick that up at a health food store. I mean, very cheap. And just follow the dosages on there and whatever the label tells you. And, yeah, I mean, that's just from the research that I've seen and working with people through the years and all, that's been a trend. And especially with wheat as a food-based product, but also it's just a weird deficiency of manganese. But it's been in a lot of the text and the research articles that I've written, you know, just that I've studied and whatnot through the years. And Europe's done some research on that as well. So it's something well worth looking into. But this is what I tell people is that if you go through this for, I don't know, 3 months or whatever, and you don't see any improvement, or you might want to give it 6 months, and you don't really see any improvement, it's probably permanent damage. And I don't really know that tranquilizers are the best thing to do, but I'll tell you that air purifiers, which are good for your home anyway, right, because it helps with the air quality, but the fan at night and all that really drowns it out and helps you sleep, so it won't drive you crazy, because I know that can, and again, I've seen that with too many people. So I hope that helps. Just keep me posted on how it goes. Call me back on the show, or you can always send me an email, okay? Thanks so much. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give us a call right now. And don't forget, our preferred wellness providers are in your area. And these are people that believe in providers that practice these natural and nutritional lifestyle-based principles and more of a preventative approach to coaching you to where you need to be. Let's go to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, darling. What's up?
Well, I have a problem with my cholesterol.
Okay.
And blood sugar. I've got diabetes that runs in my family and all that, and I've got all that under control. I've been doing numerous things for that. But my cholesterol, from being like 212, this time when I went, it was like 256. So
okay. The
LDL, the bad cholesterol, has really jumped up a lot, and I was just wanting to know, is there supplements that I can take? I did go to a local vitamin store, and they told me to get on one thing. And I was just wanting to know, is there foods that I can eat to maybe lower that?
Yeah, I mean, cholesterol, the big thing are eggs. That's just one of my favorites and one of the things I've studied through the years and seen so much great research on. So, I mean, 2 to 3 organic eggs every day, cooked in coconut oil or butter, eat the whole thing. Unbelievable. It seems like a lot, but really good. I mean, hard-boiled eggs, however you want to do it. But it's great for cholesterol. Phenomenal. And another thing, CoQ10 has got really good research on it. Vitamin E, very good too. So those are all great. And Radius Rice. Radius Rice is what they made all the statin drugs from, but it's obviously natural and really easy on the body. So there's a whole gamut right there. I mean, cholesterol should never really overly concern you. There's way too many natural things and lifestyle choices that you can make. And, you know, the HDL is the good cholesterol. Those are the good guys. All that stuff I told you about is really good for getting that LDL, the bad one, down. But it's really more about keeping the HDLs up. Exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week has been proven to do that. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding the medical.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.